It's been established throughout this whole Western hemisphere by Anai the Rastaman. That is the fullness of this creation. The architect and builder, the life giver, the keeper of all mankind. Every nation, kindred and tongue must call upon thy name, Jah Rastafari.
cultivated as a freak of all trades. I got it made. I've been indicted as a freak of all trades. I got it made.
Meow. I just wanted to do something strange right there, but I didn't. And I just want to ask the word.
Inside you all. Expect you to leave.
Were you really
try your best to reassure me. I was impatient to meet you. Am I too needy? Am I too eager?
I don't know what this is, but it doesn't feel wrong.
I don't know
what this is, but it doesn't feel wrong.
Did you hear me say it? Say yeah. Did you hear me say? I say something loving. I can't hold it inside. The thrill of affection is only getting stronger.
I say something loving.
All my hesitations are fading, fading. I feel it taking over.
As the XX again, that's right, Area 54, we like the XX. It's Tim and Mike with you. Say Something Loving is the name of the song off the album I See You. Alistair did a song called Angel in Your Eyes off the album Future Politics, and then one from Scratch Massive. The song's called Paris, and it got it off of Hotel Costas 15. That's kind of a staple compilation series for us.
The last one, too.
Yeah, the last one. They stopped at 15. That's a big number. That's a big number for any series of records, I would say.
That's amazing.
DJ Vadim did a song called Manchester. It's off the album The Soundcatcher. I mean, maybe the Rolling Stones have more albums than that, but, you know.
Well, we're talking compilation series.
I know.
Right now.
Like, that's apples and oranges. I get it, but, you know. Theory Corporation did a song called 2001 Spliff Odyssey. It's off of their album Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi, back when they used a lot of echo. The whole album was produced on a program called Acid that they used off of a laptop.
Well, and they also used a lot more samples. That's where they were.
Yep.
Thievery Corporation.
It stole songs from Pink Floyd, in fact, on this one.
Yeah.
I wonder how Pink Floyd feels about that, or if they had to pay out on that.
Yeah, they might have just said, I mean, forget about doing these samples. This is costing us too much money, right?
Sure, right.
And we have synthesizers. Making any money off your album sales.
Nope. Synthesizers will do the trick.
Yeah. I love going back to this album, though. It's just, this was just such a classic.
Yeah.
I remember it just blew me away when it first came out.
Yeah, so
especially
different.
Because I love all the dubby stuff anyway.
Yeah, it was different too in its time. There wasn't anything like it.
No, for sure. Hey, thanks for listening. We're Tim and Mike, Area 54. We're going to go into some more music. We're going to play, I don't even know how to.
Keeter Levinsky.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
You're
okay,
welcome.
We're going to play Keeter Levinsky for you. Check it out.